Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
It's on to safeties now in our camp breakdown series. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer with you from Bears training camp. A much smaller group to pick from other than corner. There are some corners, though, like a Demontre Hurst, who playing multiple positions that can slip into that safety spot or play a nickel. But we're looking right now at a young group of safeties. And there is great competition, albeit amongst a smaller group in terms of numbers. Right now, and it's been that way from day one, Adrian Amos, the second-year player out of Penn State, and Harold Jones-Korte, last year's undrafted rookie free agent, late signing right before the regular season started when the Arizona Cardinals dumped him and the Bears jumped all over him. Those are your starters right now until further notice.
Well, enthusiasm is a key element to the safety position. We got a couple of the best in the league. But again, their willingness to come up to the line of scrimmage, fill a hole, and make a big tackle, whether they're playing at the safety depth or even coming up towards a linebacker depth, Vic Fangio needs this position to be a force in the middle, because if you're getting the ball run at you a lot, your safeties are going to play closer to the line of scrimmage, and you have to have that desire to tackle. Adrian Amos surprised us all last year. He was inserted into the starting lineup by the second preseason game and never let go of that job. He started all the games throughout the season and was able to perform solidly. Now you put him in fast forward. He has a better understanding of the terminology. He has a better understanding of the requirements of the position. And then because of Danny Trevathan and Jarrell Freeman are inside that huddle and have a good understanding of the defense, there's a couple hints and clues that they can make to help these young safeties. But then I'm watching practice the other day and I see Harold Jones-Korte make an adjustment to the linebacker position, and I hear the defensive back coach yell, "That's great communication, it's great communication." That's what you need to see. It's not only the effort, but it's the intelligence of that position that will help you.
Ed Donatell and Sam Garns, the secondary coaches, do a great job. Garns, who tells it like it is, and he's not shy about admitting that, wants those guys to be loud in communicating, and that's what you hear on the practice field. HJQ lining everybody up as a raw second-year player trying to win a starting job at that position. He wants the entire defense to be annoying and irritating to the offense and let them know who's around at every given moment. He's very, very sure of himself, despite his inexperience.
Well, I mean,
it's a good thing. I'm not criticizing.
No,
it at
we've
all.
Seen it all training camp, though. Whether it's an offensive lineman coming out to lead on a defensive back, they're willing to go and lead with contact. But it is going to be when the offensive ball carrier, whether it's a receiver or a running back, bursts through the hole, they got to be on the spot and they got to be willing to throw their body around like a linebacker.
By no means are they etched in stone as the starters, because keep an eye on Deion Bush. The draft pick out of Miami, Florida, extremely skilled athlete who's got great range. He can, if his instinct isn't quite right on a play, he can recover in a hurry because he can get off that hash and cover the entire field. This is a guy to keep an eye on. Tom, what have you seen of him on tape?
You know exactly what you're saying. He's been blessed to be in a great college program where he's seen nothing but speed. And then you come here in the NFL level, it's not that big of a shock to you, but you have to understand the flow of offensive plays. Understand where you're supposed to be in position according to your teammates near the line of scrimmage, or if you have to be on a deep pass. So right now, he's got a good understanding, but he, like I said the other day in a report, he needs 1,000 more reps before he starts understanding NFL offenses.
Another rookie to watch, DeAndre Houston Carson out of William & Mary. He's not out of place, folks.
No.
He's a very interesting prospect to keep an eye on. That's going to wrap up the safety position. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching Camp Breakdown here from Chicago Bears Training Camp, and keep it here on ChicagoBears.com.